Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v intervjuju Radija Študent, kjer danes gostimo bobnarski del dvojca Good for Cause Chesa Smitha. Danes večer bi moral v okviru koncertnega cikla Defonije duet nastopiti v Gronki, vendar si je basist Devin Hoff na žalost zlomil roko in ga v Ljubljano ne bo. No, vseeno se nam v Gronki obeta zanimiva izkušnja, saj bo poleg kraških solistov namreč tam nastopil Ches Smith solo. Kaj pa to pomeni, nam bo več povedal sam. Sicer morda ni odveč za znamek, da gre za glasbenika, ki je ali pa je bil pet v bende, kot so Ziu Ziu, Trevor Dunn's Trio Convulsant, Mark Ribosk, Ceramic Dog, Secret Chefs in druge. Preden pa se mu posvetimo, poslušajmo skladbo z njegove solo plošče Kongs for Brahms z naslovom Metal Vacation. Chess, welcome to the Radio Student. I must say that probably I'm not the only one who wonders what happened to Devin.
Oh, well, Devin slipped on ice on his front steps in his new place in Chicago, and he fell. He fell all the way down the stairs, but he fractured his wrist, his right wrist.
So he fractured his wrist before the tour, or
Before. And we were hoping maybe he could fly out and rejoin us.
Oh, so you're not going to complete the whole tour solo, or?
No, I am. We just found out like earlier this week that he cannot make it at all. You know, like it's gonna need at least a month to heal.
Oh, so let's wish him a speedy recovery.
Yeah, definitely. I just hope it heals correctly. But it was looking like it's going to.
So the tour will be now completely solo. Other plans whatsoever.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Okay, so there are bands who, in case of injury of one member, just hire another musician.
Right.
So I'm wondering, have you ever been in a band that would actually practice that kind of stuff? You know,
oh, like
that you were in a band that would actually practice, you know, the solution if someone gets injured. And
oh no, yeah, usually it's just you cancel it, or but you know, I've done this a lot. I've done solo gigs a lot. I've done solo tours, so I figured it would be easy to do this. You know.
Okay, so you're now on tour that was canceled, but you still are touring. Were you ever on a tour that was canceled and you weren't touring anymore?
Yeah, sure.
So how that feels as a musician?
Oh, it's a big drag when it's canceled, you know, because you're just set up to do it, and also playing is super fun. So when it gets canceled, you know, just the idea that there was gigs and now they're not happening for some reason, I think that just, for me anyway, that just feels like a condition that is not right, you know.
Yeah, every musician wants to play.
Yeah, course. I think so.
So performing solo, as you said, isn't new to you. When did you start performing solo, and how the whole idea about solo performing evolved?
Well, I think my first gig was around 1998, and that was just solo drum set. And at the time, I was listening to and reading actually a lot of Anthony Braxton. You know, this saxophonist composer, actually multi-instrumentalist composer, I should say. And, you know, he just talked about having to develop solo languages to keep a whole set interesting, you know. And then I was like, man, maybe I could play solo drum set. And I've always recorded little drum ideas and, you know, tried to turn them into pieces just for the sake of writing a piece, you know. And then, I did a gig. I did, like, a short set once, and, yeah, it was about 1998. And then I started studying a lot of just percussion music and did some concerts of, like, you know, actually other people's pieces. And then I got an idea to do a whole record, which turned into Conks for Brums, my first solo record.
So this is your material. This is not material from someone else.
Right. Yeah. This is mine. And I started writing for vibraphone and drum set because that was just a way to expand the material, you know.
So how do you feel now about working solo? What's, in your opinion, pros and cons for that?
Well, I used to notice negative things about it, which was, it's hard to get that as much energy up on stage because it's just you, you know, so I've had to learn how to overcome that. You just have to exert a tremendous amount of energy basically and pace yourself. And there's not a lot to bounce off of except for the audience, you know, like, so the audience will feed you energy, and it's like a great thing when that happens. But you know, normally, like even if there's one other person, like Good for Cows, say, you know, Devin and I are, he's given me a lot of energy, and you know, there's a lot. There, it's just both of us in it together, and you know, when it can be a little lonely at first if you're not used to it to play solo. But then, you know, I started thinking about the advantages of it, and you have a lot more flexibility. You can change direction really quickly, and also you can. You know, it forces you to use every idea you possibly have, or, you know, really push your ideas through to, you know, to make sure you're sustaining the period of time that you're playing for, basically. But, you know, so I've learned a lot about writing and just, you know, keeping it going and you know, just basically getting the energy up, you know, to play solo tours.
Okay, so your list, how many solo albums, drums, conks for Brahms?
Yeah, that's basically it. And I've contributed tracks to some compilations, like this one called Just Drums 2, and I think there's another one coming out. And then I have a second conks for Brahms album finished that I'm just looking for a label for it right now, but it should be out before the end of 2010.
So what about this Why for Town? Because we're gonna listen to a song from Why Your Town,
mm-hmm.
And then we're gonna talk about it later. Mm. Let's listen to the song. From
sure, sure.
Why Your Town? Well, maybe you should talk to. This looks like a good time for me to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's actually I pronounce it Your Town, and it is a. That basically started, it's spelled Y/Our Town, and the reason I named it that because it was a project I started on the last Shushu tour, the last U.S. Shushu tour, where I would leave a tape recorder on a table in the venue, and, you know, people that came to the show could record things on it, whatever they wanted. You know, they could play something or just talk or whatever. There was a lot of spoken word stuff in there, and I would in the van work on it and you know, create pieces out of it using mostly bits of drum stuff I had. Occasionally a friend like Mary Halverson was on the tour, so she'd play on some of them, and I'd make a piece for each town based, you know, just using all this recorded stuff I collected from that town, as well as, you know, other stuff I already had laying around. And I, you know, my goal was to like have the whole thing finished by the end of the tour. So I was like working on it like all day long in the van, you know, on Pro Tools, like a just compact setup. And I ended up just posting it all on the shushu.org blog. I think it's all still there in the archive. And I think it's going to be on a website at some point in the near future with there's an artist I know named David Horowitz, and he also took a picture of the sky in every single town that we played on tour, so we're gonna have it some kind of interactive map on the website eventually.
Well, that sounds nice.
Yeah, and but anyway, it was challenging writing around that stuff, and it's like I wanted to include as much text and stuff from people as possible but still make it interesting musically.
Okay, no, to, o čemer zdaj Čez govori, poslušamo v podlagi, zdaj bomo poslušali celo skladbo iz tega albuma.
Yeah.
Poslušamo intervju s Chessom Smithom, ki bo danes zvečer nastopil v Defoniji. Chess, you've obviously worked with some fine musicians during your career. Would you, in terms of musicianship, put anyone above the others, or if I put it a little differently, who inspired you the most?
That's tough. It's tough to answer, but I could mention some things about different people. Mark Rebo has been a big influence, I'd say. Just due to... Does Jakob have something to say? Anyway, Mark Rebo, he's just had a big influence on me about approaches to music. Like, he has some really creative stuff that, like, ways I was never even thinking of about music before. Also, Trace Spruance of Secret Chiefs 3. His writing and arranging for bands is amazing, and I feel like I learned from that a lot. And, Devin Hoff as well, the bass player, just as far as... Like, he was one of the first bass players I really had a strong connection with, so I feel like he's taught me a lot about time and just rhythm section stuff.
So if we go to Good for Chaos, which we are not going to hear today, but anyway, where are you now with Good for Chaos? Any new records or any new albums?
Yeah, we have a new album that's coming out tomorrow, actually, called Adumla. And that's on it's on Trey Spruance's label, which is called Web of Mimicry. And it's our first record where Devin's playing electric bass and I'm using electronics along with the drums. It's pretty heavy. Like, our other stuff was upright bass and like kind of a bebop drum set. So this is definitely more of a rock record, and kind of more of a noise record, I guess. The other stuff was, I'd call it, coming out of jazz and free jazz. So it's a big change for us, and we wrote a whole record on the last tour, basically. Like, we toured back in May, and yeah, I'm excited about that record.
So what about solo? Any new releases now or soon?
Well, by the end of the year, I believe. I mean, as I mentioned, the new Kongs for Brahms record, and also I have a new quartet called These Arches, which has Mary Halverson on guitar, Andrea Parkins on accordion, and a saxophone player named Tony Malaby. And that's looking for a label right now, but it's totally done, and I'm really happy with that one. And that's going to start touring next, like 2011, it looks like.
Okay, so let's go now to the concert, which is happening tonight. Have you seen the place? How does it feel?
It feels good. Good for Chaos played the place next door in the same... Yeah.
Last year?
Yeah, last year. That was great. And this seems a little more suited to my the audience size that we had last time. How should I say? But yeah, it's nice. It's there's not a lot of, they're not like over miking the drums or anything like that, because I think the sound, from what I understand, just comes out of the drums naturally in that room. I think it's a good shape, So yeah, it seemed to be a dynamic room, which I'm happy about.
So during the concerts, do you tend to improvise or do you play prepared material?
Both. I'd say 50% prepared. And then each of those pieces usually open up for improvising. But yeah, there's a lot of improvising, but I'm definitely playing pieces I wrote.
Yeah, you mentioned before that you don't play only your drum kit, but also other stuff. How did you come up with the ideas for, I don't know, you have some funny keyboards and vibraphone you mentioned also.
There's not vibraphone on this tour, but we definitely have, I've used vibraphone a lot, and, just keyboards and electronics, I use that to just combine with the percussion, just to try to make different sound combinations. And, it's pretty much stuff you can get on eBay, for instance. it's just different ways to expand the percussion and drum set. That's all I'm trying to do.
Okay, so we're a little bit short on time. So just one question for conclusion. I've noticed you played a few times with Larry Ox. Am I right?
Yeah, sure.
Well, do you know that during some jazz festival?
I heard.
Yeah. In Spain, one listener called the cops because Larry was not playing jazz. Have you ever experienced
No,
something as weird as that?
No, but I'm not surprised that I'm... I think that wasn't the issue really that the cops were called because the guy didn't get his money back. Is that why? But the reason he wanted his money back is because it was not jazz.
Well, yeah, well,
is that how you understand it? Or
yeah,
no?
I read it in Guardian that actually the cops came to conclusion that this is not jazz.
Right,
as well.
Right.
So yeah,
I think I agree with that. I don't know. Have you heard Larry?
Well,
free jazz maybe. If it was a free jazz festival, that would be a different story.
So you never experienced anything like that?
No, no. People have been way too nice. I think they should have had the cops come and charge people money to get out.
Okay, Chess, thank you very much for this interview. Have a nice concert tonight.
Thanks a lot.
And we'll see you there, of course.
Okay, great.
To je bil intervju s Chessom Smithom, ki bo danes v 9. zvečer v okviru Defonije nastopil v klubu Gromka. Vlogo predvozačev bodo na svoje pleče prevzeli kraški solisti. S Česom sem se pogovarjal Tit Podobnik, vidimo pa se v Gromki.
Intervju Radija Študent.